Farm workers in Monterey County, California, are three times more likely to get the coronavirus than other workers. Many live in communal housing where the virus can spread quickly with catastrophic consequences. So now, some farmers are offering sick or exposed workers a hotel room, medical care, and food while they ride out the disease in isolation. Already on the farms around Salinas, more than 400 workers have used the program, which is being replicated in other states. Christopher Valadez is president of the Grower Shipper Association of Central California. Christopher, welcome. How does this work?
Yes, so you pretty much hit it on the nose. It's for members of the ag employee community who have either tested positive or were exposed. And in either case, because of maybe their own personal living conditions, which may not allow them to isolate or quarantine safely, we've provided an option free of charge to them to be able to take access to quality housing for at least a two-week period of time to help them out through that period, providing meals daily, three meals a day, in addition to any other snacks or items needed for comfort or just to try to bring the familiarity of home to them. And in addition, here in the Salinas Valley, we partnered with the Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital. And so through them and their team of nurses, they've made contact with everyone who's been enrolled in the program multiple times a day just to check in on them, provide whatever services they can to help people along through their dealing with COVID-19.
One of the things I am guessing a lot of people don't realize is that a farm worker in Salinas, when that growing season is over, will then move to other places across the country. They might come down to the Yuma, Arizona area or Imperial County in California nearby. And that's how I heard about what you're doing, because I was in Yuma and that's where the bulk of the U.S. lettuce supply is grown in the winter. And I heard that the county was preparing to do that last month to work on a program like this as the season picked up. So have you seen interest in what you're doing expand as people move with the seasons?
I have. Our employers here, many of them produce elsewhere, inclusive of Yuma. We were able to help them by expanding our program and duplicating it in other regions, namely in Yuma. And so we've had our Yuma housing operation, which operates nearly identical to the one we've been operating here now in the Salinas Valley since April. Our Yuma one started in November, has been up and running since that point.
One thing I want to ask you real quick before I let you go, the vaccine is out. Essential workers, hospitals, doctors, nurses, they're getting it. Could you make the argument, would you make the argument that farm workers should be close to the front of the line when it comes to getting that vaccine? Because if there's one thing we've learned during this pandemic, it's that if the agriculture workers are sick, food production can stop.
To your questions, both should and would. Undoubtedly, yes. I think in order to ensure the continuity of the food production system and food security, you have to have, you know, the available labor supply. And so for us, I think, you know, there is no question that given the impacts onto the farm worker community and given their importance on, I would call, a national scale, not just here in California or in Yuma, but a national scale to continue to provide and be that backbone, we should and must prioritize farm workers for receiving the vaccine.
Have you made any progress getting those workers moved up to the front of the line?
So in California, they have identified farm workers within this 1B tier. So 1B is, as I understand, this kind of secondary tier still within this range of one. So that's good news. The challenges that we are trying to work through, and it's really one of understanding, is what will distribution look like? I don't think we perceive that vaccine distribution is going to necessarily happen in a centralized fashion, particularly as it relates to a community that may just in general be hard to access, that may have acceptance or language barrier or a trust barrier with a service or a program, particularly from an actor or agent, if we're talking about a government institution, that right, they just might not have that type of familiarity with. And so for us on an operational scale, I foresee a need to be able to use the employer in the distribution model, you know, probably not too dissimilar from a, you know, a mobile lab that might show up or employer engages to do COVID-19 or a flu shot, something similar.
Do it on the farm.
Exactly. Something similar should be at play because we have to critically think about how we can best integrate the employer. At a minimum, while it's imperfect, it is a point of access for the delivery of this service. And in this case, you know, it's the vaccination of the farm worker community.
Christopher Valadez, president of the Grower Shipper Association of Central California, talking with us from Salinas, California. Christopher, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
And when I was in Yuma back in early November, I reported that a significant COVID outbreak hadn't yet hit those farms. It was early in the season. Well, Christopher Valadez tells us that the program we've just been talking about has now served about 50 sick or exposed farm workers in that area.